Guys, great to see everyone. Welcome, everyone. The polo, our summer polo, is called Zichron Noam Yoshua. Remembering my nephew, his yahrzeit, actually, it's tonight and tomorrow. So maybe we'll speak about it more tomorrow before the beginning of Shir. Okay. The first topic we want to talk about is first sugya is the sugya of Aninus. And God forbid someone loses one of the seven loved ones. I say seven loved ones is usually defined as a father, mother, son or daughter, God forbid, the brother, sister, or a spouse. And the Rambam actually writes this in Hilchos Aveilus in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. He lists off the Shiva Krovin, and it comes from the Gemara Moichat and Hufelman Beis. And the second that someone loses one of the seven loved ones, he becomes an onen, or she becomes an onenis. And an onen is there are two levels, on a d'oraisa level and on a d'rabbana level. So today, God willing, we're going to talk about the d'oraisa level. The d'oraisa level really manifests itself that an onen is usher to eat maaser sheni, an onen is usher to eat kachim, an onen is usher to eat bikurim, according to the Chachamim, the way we paskin. So those are the cases on the categories on a level of the d'oraisa. We'll learn tomorrow, God willing, that an onen has a p'tur in mitzvahs essay on a d'rabbanan level. That p'tur mitzvahs is only d'rabbanan, and that's p'tur mitzvahs on mitzvahs essay, only on positive commandments. But lav and not, and we'll get into the details of that, God willing, tomorrow. Like an onen can't eat ham or can't steal, but he is pater from mitzvahs essay. The rabbanan have the koch to pop you from mitzvahs essay. Yesh koch b'yachacham lakor davar min atari b'shem al tase. We paskin like that nivam asadim and beis. Kum v'ese, you can only do b'hor rosh shah. But shev al tase, you can do, and that's the p'tur mitzvahs. And it's interesting, there b'yudah chassid in brachas on yuchesim et al, there maska rav, just points out that the isser of eating kachim and meiser sheni and bikurim for that matter is the whole day, meaning that if someone is dies at 11 a.m. it's buried at 2 p.m. the rest of the day you would not be able to eat kachim, meiser sheni, or bikurim. Okay, so the isser of the d'oraisa that manifests itself in those three categories lasts the whole day, even after the person is buried. Now, why I say buried? Because as soon as you bury the person, aninus ends and avelus begins. And we'll get into that as we, God willing, go through the summer. Okay, and an onen is before the burial, and aninus begins at stimus agolo, which we define as the burial. And then you shift from being an onen to an aval, and an aval is chayv and all mitzvahs in the Torah, except for one, filling on the first day. Okay, so what Rabbi Yudah Chassid says is that even though you transform yourself to become an oval at 2 p.m. after the burial, but that din d'oraisa of aninus lasts the whole day. You can't eat kachim, you can't eat maaser sheni, you can't eat bikurim the whole day. Whereas the p'tur mitzvahs, which is the rabbanon, Rabbi Yudah Chassid points out, ends at 2 p.m. And as soon as 2 p.m. happens and the burial is done, the interment is done, then you become chayv in mitzvahs. So that's a very important Rabbi Yudah Chassid just to point out. But today we want to focus on the d'oraisa, even though it's not nogeya bizman hazeh, but hopefully it will be when the Beis HaMikdash is built. And I want to define what that is, this din d'oraisa. So it says in the Chumash, I gave you in the Mar Makomos, it says in Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Yudal and Parsis Kisavo, on the Parsha of Bir HaMaiser, which is done in the fourth and seventh year, where you recite Vidui HaMaiser, where you confess and you say that you've taken off all the appropriate Chumas and Maiseris throughout the past few years, and you say a confession. And in that confession, you have the phrase which says, Lo achalti v'oni mimenu, mimenu. What does it mean? What does the word va'oni mean? So the word one means to sigh. Someone loses a loved one like that, obviously you sigh. Aninus means in English, you sigh. But the Chumash means lo achalti va'oni, and Rashi teaches right there. He says on the pasuk lo achalti va'oni mikan she'asu la'oni. He quotes a Sifri that we find that Meisher Sheni, which is years 1, 2, and 4, 5, an onen is not allowed to eat Meisher Sheni, and that's the din halacha lamais, and that, as we said, lasts the whole day. Now, Rav Shekhar always says over from the Rav, you know, we colloquially call an onen someone who's, you know, pater mitzvahs. Really, what we're talking about today is the onen d'oraisa. What we're going to talk about tomorrow is misha meso mutu lafanav, which is a pater mitzvahs, which is the phrase the Mishnah says in the third parak of Brachas, misha meso, the beginning of the third parak. So I just want you to get that phrase, you know, the two tracks that we developed, that there's the d'oraisa, that referring to Maisha Sheni and Kachim and Bikurim, that is referring to an one. That's the real word of an one. Someone who's potter for mitzvahs, we refer to as Misha Mutal Afanav. Misha Meis Mutal Afanav, which is referring to the Ptur mitzvahs. But colloquially on the street, you know, when a person says they're an one, they don't mean, oh, I can't eat Kachim, I can't eat Maisha Sheni, I can't eat Bikurim. They mean to say they're potter mitzvahs. But in Lomdis, I want you to know the two phrases. That's what the Rav would always point out. Okay? When you talk about someone's pater mitzvah, you're really saying he's Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov. Okay? So, Lamaisa, we have this din of a person cannot eat Maisha Sheni when he's an Oni. When he's an Oni. When he's an Onei, rather. I'm sorry. Now, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shorish Ches points out, is this a real laugh? Because here you're talking about a person coming into the Beis HaMikdash and confessing and saying, I did not do that. I did not do such and such. So how can that be an imperative ledoros for all Jews? Seems like the person just speaking to Hashem and saying, I didn't do anything wrong. So the Rambam says, well, you know what? That still can count as a laugh. The Rambam Shorish Ches has two types of laughing. A laugh where it says you can't eat ham, you can't wear shotness. That's an imperative ledoros. And there Hashem says, don't do such and such. That's one type of lav, which is the classic type of lav. But then there's a second type of lav, which is recorded, he calls as a shlila. What is shlila? A lav indicated through an inference in the pasuk. And therefore, when someone says, I didn't do such and such, we infer from that that action was usher. And the Rambam says, that's just as good. But I want you to know the phrase lav shlila. There's a lav that's considered to be an azara, a classical lav. You can't wear shakas, you can't eat ham. And then there's a lav that's said in the manner of shlila. And the guy is just saying, I didn't do such and such. Well, must be what you said you didn't do must be usher. And the Rambam says, that's fine. That can be a lav. And the Rambam I gave you says in Hilchos Maisha Sheni Vinetha Ravai that if someone eats Maisha Sheni in the state of Aninus, he's Chayim Malkus with Adam and Asra. It's a bona fide lav. So even though it's a lav shlila, the Rambam says, Yochai Malkus for it, no problem. Happens to be, though, the Ramban there on the spot, you look it up, you're going to get a chance to show her Shches, and Dibra Masko Mashikasev argues and claims that we see from here, Lamaisa, that it's not a lav, a shlav shlila is not a lav gomor. Obviously, it's not preferred, and you shouldn't do it, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that if someone does it, it doesn't mean you've transgressed a true lav. You haven't violated a true lav. Because it's said in this type of manner. And therefore, the Ramban writes, all it is tantamount to like an Isser essay. Okay? An Isser essay, I shouldn't say it like that, because an Isser essay, for all intents and purposes, is like a lav in a Chayv Malkus. That's the key nekuda. So the Ramban argues on the Rambam and says, you would not be Chayv Malkus if you ate Maisha Sheni when you're an Onei. If you ate Kachim when you're an Onei. If you ate Bikurim when you're an Onei. Turns out to be a machlaikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Do we treat this lav shlila as being a bona fide lav to be Chayv Malkus? The Rambam says yes. And the Ramban says no, it's just an Isser Essay. And when I say an Isser Essay, what's a classical Isser Essay? Like Lola Ben Tavodu. You can't Meshachar Nevi Knaim, right? Like I'll tell you Nafgaminim. What is the Ramah quote from the Ran and Sukkah? Do you have to spend all the money in your bank account to save yourself from being over a lav? Yes. How much money do you have to spend in your bank account to fulfill a mitzvah sase? A chomish, right? So the Tevis Goma, the Prima Gadam, writes, for an Isser Essay, how much money do you have to spend? So he says all of it. So that's why I say, for all intents and purposes, like a lav, except for Malkus. That's a big exception. And for our purposes, that's what we're talking about, okay? Whether you be Chayav Malkus or not. So that's the Maisa, the Makor, for Aninus in the Chumash, and it manifests itself on the topic of Maiser Shame. Now, we mentioned Kachin, Korbanus as well. So what is the marker for that? So that is in Shmini, in the story, the unfortunate story of Nadav and Avihu dying. And it says in Pirek Yud, Pasuk Yud Tes, that Lamaisa, Aaron spoke to Moshe, and he said that Lamaisa, you Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. What was the case over there? On the 23rd of Adar, they built the Mishkan, right? They stood up the Mishkan. Every day, Moshe Rabbeinu put it up, took it down, put it up, took it down. And on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the eighth day, they inaugurated the Mishkan, and there were three korbanos. What were the three korbanos? The Sir Nachshon, Nachshon ben Aminadav, that's the korban for the Miluyim, and the third one was the Sar for Rosh Chodesh. And right after Nadav and Avihu died, Aaron and the Eleazar and Samar became Onanim, correct? And Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Aaron and said, you know what, normally an Onan cannot eat Kachim, but here is an exception to the rule, you can eat the Korbanos. And Aaron goes ahead and burns the Sar L'Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron and gets angry. He says, I just told you it's an exception, you can eat them. And Aaron turns back to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, no, you made a mistake. The two korbanos which are temporary, not the Sir Nachshon and the Sir and the korban for the Miluyim, are one-time deals. That's where there's a heter to eat the korbanos when you're an Onei. But the Sir Rosh Chodesh, which is Kachim L'Dairis, you always bring a Sar Rosh Chodesh, that there is no heter to eat. That's why I'm burning it. And Moshe Rabbeinu turned back to him and said, you're right. And he was happy. And he was moda, and he announced to everyone that he made a mistake. A lot of muster behind that, but that's not for now. Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem in admitting his mistake, and he announced it, the Medrash says. And he said he made a mistake, and the stakes were high, because people could start saying, oh, if you got that wrong, maybe the other did it wrong. He didn't care. No games with Moshe Rabbeinu. If he's wrong, he's wrong, and he was happy about it. But if you get in an argument with a guy, there are three ways to, and you're wrong. You can deny you're wrong. That's one way. Number two, you can admit you're wrong and be begrudging about it, you know, and be angry inside. And number three, you can admit and be happy about it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the third. That's the way we should always act like our Rebbe, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see the Feirish that, and this the only way you really can, this whole story I said over is from the Gemara in Tzvachim, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Tzvachim is Masber, this story with Moshe and Aaron. It's hard to really glean it from the Psukim, but that's what the Gemara writes in Tzvachim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph to be Masber, this story. So what emerges from here is that there is an Isser to eat Korbanos when you're an Oni. When you're an Oni. Keep saying Oni. When you're an Onain. When you're an Oni, there's an Isser. Doesn't say it Beferish, which we're going to get back to, but that's what the whole story is assuming. And this Gemara in Tzvachim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph is Masber, the whole story, Lamaisa. So we've found a mucker from Maiser Sheni that an Onan cannot eat. We found the story where an Onan cannot eat Kachim. That's in the Pasuk in Shmini. And number three, and even mark in your notes for now, we don't have an explicit mucker, but that's what the story is assuming, right? And number three, there is a Pasuk in Amos, which the Gemara in Tzvachim quotes, okay? The Gemara in Tzvachim quotes from a Pasuk in Amos. And it says in Pirek Ches, Pasuk Yud, it quotes the Pasuk where it says, V'achrisa kiyomar. And the Gemara presents a machlokus where it says, L'maisa, mi ika delesle achrisa kiyomar. Everyone holds on the day of the death is a day of bitterness, and aninus lasts the entire day. And that's what the Gemara says, L'maisa, that you have to assume that even after the burial, we assume aninus applies. And the Gemara, that's in the middle of Kuf Amud Beis, and the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis, which I want you to see, quotes a machlokes in Braisa between Reb Yehuda and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as to whether aninus lamaisa and laila, meaning after the death, the day of the death, is the Rabban or the Raisa. Reb Yehuda holds it the Raisa, Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds it the Rabban. So to summarize the different shitas in Tanoim, Lamaisa, the night after the death was during the day, Reb Yudah holds it's the Araisa. As we just said, Reb Yudah Stam Reb Zerubi Rabari Loi, and Reb Shimon and Rabbeinu HaKadosh say it's only Durabana, the Laila after the Yom Misa. Okay? The Kfuru is during the day, and the Laila after that day, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, whether it's Diraisa or Durabana. Reb Yudah holds Diraisa, Reb Shimon at Sadi Testament Beis, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh right here holds it only Durabanan. The day of the burial itself, if the burial is delayed, let's say someone died on a Tuesday and was buried on a Wednesday, everyone agrees, Lamaisa, that the Aninus, if it's not the day of the Misa, is only Durabanan. Okay, everyone agrees to that. Halach Lamaisa, if it was delayed after the day of death, Lamaisa Aninus lasts through the day of the burial, only Midrabana. Okay? And Lamaisa, so again, the night after the death, Lamaisa, we said, was a Machlokes Tanoim. Yes? The day of the burial, but it's the day after the death, and everyone agrees to Rabana. What about the night after the burial? Let's say someone died Tuesday, and the burial was Wednesday. What about Wednesday night, Lamaisa? That's a machlokes whether the Rabbanan extended aninus of the day of the burial through the following night. Okay, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says it does, and the Chachamim argue, and they say it ceases at nightfall. Okay? It ceases at nightfall. Okay, so let's make sure we got that. Okay, we got those three scenarios. What we're talking about, Lamaisa, is the day of the death itself, right? That applies to Midraisa, Vachrisa Kiyomar, it's a pasuk in Amos. But the pasuk in Amos, which is in Navi, which is called what? Divrei Kabbalah, right? You know, there's a famous machlokes, Baal Mori Bar Tzalon, is Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Dami. Is a din found in Navi, in Ksuvim, considered to be Midraisa Durabanan, machlokes Baal Mori Bar Tzalon. But here it's different, because here we already have found that the din is in the Chumash. The Navi is just elaborating on that. It's kind of like the Rav said in the Chassam Sofer said in Shad and the Rambam. You know, Zachar v'Shamor is in the Pasuk in Chumash about Shabbos. So what's the touch of Zachar? So the Navi Yeshaya says, Kavod v'Oneg is the touch of Zachar. That's where the Rav is Masber the Rambam. Chassam Sofer says the same thing. So in the same vein, Vachrisa Kiyomar is touching what V'lo V'chavdi V'Oneg is. Vachrisa Kiyomar is a Pasuk in Navi. It's touching what the concept of Aninus is, which we already found in the Yeraisa. That machlokes Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Adam is when the din is only found in the Navi. This is different. So that's what I'm saying. So Nachama. So the day of the death is the Araisa, right? Aninus. Vachrisa Kiyomar. The night after the death is the machlokes Tanoim. Reb Yudah says, yes, it's the Araisa. Reb Shimon Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Drabanan. The day of the burial, which was the day after the death. The death was Tuesday. The day of the burial was Wednesday. That Lamaisa is Drabanan. And the night after the burial, either it's through a bunner or it doesn't exist. Okay? That's a machlokes. Ben HaKadosh says that it continued through the night. Chachamim say, no, it ceased at nightfall. So that's what emerges from Kufa Medbeis and Kufa Aleph about the concept of the Aninus, Lamaisa, in the concept of the Tanoim, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So, a big nafkamina would be, if a guy, let's say, ate Meister Shani. Let's say a guy ate Meister Shani on the night after the death. What would you say? So would you be Chayav Malchus or not? So Lamaisa, if you held the Rambam holds Lamaisa in general, you would be Chayav. But it depends whether Aninus is considered Bidraisa. According to Reb Yudah, yes. According to Rabbi Akadish and Reb Shimon, it's only the Rambam. So you would be Chayav Malchus. So that's a you be chai Malchus Mardis from the Rabbanah, but not Malchus, I mean Malchus Dirais, Malchus Arboin. So that's one very good nafkamina that emerges. So if someone would what lost a relative Sunday morning and they ate Lamaisa Maisha Shani on Sunday night, according to Rabbi Lamaisa, would you be chai? No, it's only the Rabbanah. You wouldn't be chai Malchus Arboin. According to Rabbi Yudah, you would be. Okay. Another nafkamina is, I wanted you to see the Mishnah in Psachim on Sadi Aleph from the base. What does the Mishnah say in Psachim? Mishnah says, Onein Tovel v'ochel epischol le'erev. Someone's an Onein, God forbid, an Erev Pesach, can eat the Korban Pesach that night. So the Mishnah goes on to say, yes, the only can go to mikveh and eats the korban Pesach, but no other kachin. The only korban that he can eat is the korban Pesach. So the Gemara in Pesachim on Sadi Bezim and Alpha's Masbir, why? Because the Tan of the Mishnah Pesachim holds that animus belaila after the day of the death is only what? Midrabanan. And the Rabbanan suspended their whole concept b'makom kares korban Pesach as a chiyuv kares. That's the lashon of the Gemara. My time of kasar aninus the lila the Rabbanan the gabi Pesach lo imidu divrei b'makom kares gabi kachim imidu divrei b'makom esay by korban Pesach lamaisa they said you must go ahead and what you must go ahead and suspend aninus the Rabbanan to allow you to eat the korban Pesach. So it implies that if you held animus was d'oraisa, yes, you would not eat the korban Pesach. So that's a second afkimina. The second afkimina. Okay, a second afkimina l'maisa that comes up about this. And I wanted to just comment on the korban Pesach. Let's just get this. And that is that the rationale behind this is that the Or Sameach writes, the Or Sameach writes in Hilchos, that the ikar of korban Pesach, different than all other korbanos, is the achiva. All the other korbanos, the ikar is the hakrava. But when it comes to korban Pesach, the ikar is the achiva, is eating it. And that's in essence what Tosfos says in Zvachim on Sadi Testament Beis. You get the Tosfos. Tosfos says in Zvachim on Sadi Testament Beis the following chiddush. He says that, you know, the achila is the ikar of korban Pesach. He really says the shtikl Torah. And therefore, since the day of the death was in the daytime, and the ikar of korban Pesach is the achila, which is done at night, the akrava was in what? Even though the akrava was l'maisa v'aninis, l'maisa, even though the akrava l'maisa is v'aninis, and you're back of it in the daytime, but the ikar of the achila, the ikar of korban Pesach is at night. And therefore, since the ikar of the korban Pesach is at night, and that aninus is only there, it's only midrabanan, therefore we have a rationale behind the Gemara that says they suspended it, b'makom Pesach. Whereas the other korbanos, the ikar is the hakrava, and the hakrava l'maisa is b'zman aninus, which is a d'oraisa zman. And therefore, if that's the case, you understand quite well what Tosfos is being masber and zvachim, the pshat in the Gemara there, on Sadi Testament Beis. You look in the Tosfos there, on the bottom Tosfos there in Zvachim, on Sadi Testament Beis, he has a beautiful Lashon like that, very end, Damask, Amr of Chista, I'll read you the Lashon. He says, V'ner l'farsh kem n'ikr pesel l'ba el l'achila, ked esnan pesel l'ba betuma necha betuma, she ikar l'ba el l'achila. Amazing. Hilkach l'or chashin be l'aninis, bizman ha'akrava, el bizman ha'achila. The ikar is what the zman achila, but that's only in the rabbanim. Avakav the achila lo ma'akevus. We don't care lo ma'is. Even though the achila is not ma'ake, but the ikar part of korban Pesach is the achila, and the aninus at that time is at night. So if the aninus at that time is at night, we're not going to stop you from eating it. Makom karis. Whereas the other kabbanis lo ma'is, the ikar is the hakrava, and aninus stops that halacha lo ma'is. Okay. Also, this is also masbir. There seems to be a bit of a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if you're makriv a korban in Perek Beis of Hosbiyas and Mikdash Lachi and Aleph, if you're makriv a korban when you're an onay or an aval, for our purposes it means an onay lamaisa, b'diyevit it's not good, lo hurtsa. You don't get any kapara. That's what the Rambam writes in Hosbiyas and Mikdash.
That's what? Sorry.
The Rambam writes if you're makriv a korban when you were an onay, you get no kapara. Lo hurtsa means you don't get any atonement from Hashem. If you're an onay for other kabbanis. And then the Rambam writes by Perek Vav in Hilchos Korban Pesach, he says that it's good. He says for Korban Pesach it's different. Lomais, it's good. Other kabbanis, it's ma'akev. If you did the ma'akev, the Korban Pesach, aninus. But Korban Pesach, if you shechted it and you did zrika, it's hurtsa lo b'dievid. Le'erev, and you can eat it le'erev. Why is that exactly what we just said? By Shar Kabbanis, you look at the Hakrava. The Hakrava, the time you offered, is Zman HaKorban. And that's B'Shas Aninis, so it's going to be bad. It's going to be Makat. Whereas by Pesach, Ikra, the Korban is not the Hakrav, it's the Achila. And therefore the Achila was at night, and the Aninus at night is not the Arisa, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, it's fine, and be the Eved, it's Hurtza, and the Korban Pesach is good, Halacha L'maisa. So that's how, L'maisa, you could Masber, the Gemara based on the Taisus, and also Masber, that there's no steer in the Rambam, L'maisa, by Korban Pesach, opposed to other Korbanus. Okay? First Yud and then Usher. Yeah, go ahead.
The Kaddish was on the front dog said the Rabbanan made it like the Torah, right? So why can they choose? Meaning all by Karis now.
Karis was scarier, Lamaisa. Karis is scarier. It's only Korban that's scarier. No, that they didn't do.
The Rabbanan got to choose when they made Chatorah.
Yeah, the Rabbanan, hey, Mamre, hey, Mamre. Correct. Hey, Mamre, the Makam Karis, though, they weren't going to allow that. But we're being Masver what the Lumdis is. Because the Korban Pesach is the Ikar, is the Achila, supposed to have the Korbanos.
No, it was Mubarak.
Okay, that's the difference. Karis is different. Karis is different. Yes, Asher.
I'm just confused. How is these explanations of the Achila being explained in the Yeshbo Karis?
That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that's the Taich of the Gemara. The Taich of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara means, is that when it's Behemidim Makam Karis, it was. What was driving that was the fact that it's Achila. It's a little bit difficult in the Lashon and the Gemara. Seems like Karis was different.
Coming together, maybe?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It's a little bit, it's a good horror. It's a little bit difficult. How does it fit into the Gemara? Gemara seems to focus only on the Karis. But Lamaisa, that's what Lamaisa, you could touch up the Gemara. That's what it means, Lamaisa. That's what it means. That's a Pashup Pshat, one could say Pshat. Okay. All right. Let's continue now. So we covered by Shasheni, we covered Korbanus, and now we cover Bikurim. I gave you the Mishnah in Bikurim, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah says, Yesh b'maiser Bikurim, mashen kein b'truma. Shal maiser v'bikurim t'unim havas makom, u'tunim varev asurin l'one, Reb Shimon Mater. So the Mishnah presents a machlekes tanoim, can an one eat Bikurim? Chachamim say no, and Reb Shimon says it's mutter. So the Rambam there in the Perish Mishnayos, I want you to see, says, what's the marker? Because it says in the Chumash, we mentioned the Pasuk, the Samachta b'chol atov sher nasim l'cha Hashem elokecha. They have to be eaten in a state of simcha bikurim. You know, there's a din that you're mikra bikurim. So if you're an onen, you're not in a state of simcha. So the Rambam writes, an onen cannot eat bikurim. The Rash, however, on the other side of the Mishnah, writes that there's a hekesh between Vidui Meiser and Bikurim. One pasuk after another says it beferish in Kitisa, and therefore, since it's one pasuk after another, whatever you say by Meiser Sheni lo v'chaltiv oini will apply to what? Will apply also to Bikurim as well. Yud Aleph is Bikurim, Yud Beis is Maaser Sheni. So therefore, either you go with the Rambam that it's a felt in Simcha, or you go with this Hekish, but whatever it is, Reb Shimon says in a very strong way that the bottom line is Bikurim are have a Shem Truma. Says in the Chumash, your Trumas Yadacha, Elu Bikurim. The Gemara always makes that Drasha. So Reb Shimon says the bottom line is Bikurim have a Shem Truma. Truma can be eaten by an Oni. Can. C-A-N. So he says, that trumps this notion of simcha, this trumps this notion of what? Of this hekesh. And if Shimon holds strong that lamaisa bikurim can be eaten by an onen, because the bottom line is bikurim are truma, and truma can be eaten by an onen, so too bikurim should be as well. But we don't pasuk like Reb Shimon, we pasuk like Reb Chaim. And therefore, lamaisa comes out that lamaisa we found that Onen is Asr B'Maiser Sheni, it's Asr B'Kachim, and it's Asr B'Bikurim as well, Halacha L'Maisa. Okay, the problem is that, and I hinted at this before, by Kachim, we had a story, okay, where Moshe got angry with Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, but there was no pasuk to specifically have a lav there. And the Rambam writes Beferish, L'maisa. The Rambam writes Beferish that not only if you eat Maaser Sheni, we quoted that Rambam, Aryeh Chayav Malkus, the Rambam says that if you eat Kachim, as an onay. You're also Chayiv Malkus as well. You're also Chayiv Malkus as well. Rambam writes at Beferish, Lamaisa, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Psula Mikdashim, Pirik Yudches, Halacha Yudbeis, that you are Lokin, and Halacha Lamaisa. So the Rambam actually says, he says it, Lamaisa, I'm sorry, he says in Hilchos Maishasheni, again, let's read the Rambam, Pirik Yimel Halacha Hei, Ha'ocho Maishasheni Ba'anina Shal Torah Lokin, that's Beferish. If you eat Maishasheni as an Oni Nechayim, that's in Halacha Hei. Halacha Zayin, which I gave you, he writes, below my Shasheni Bilvad, El a Kol Kachim Kulin Machla Banina Shal Tayra, Loikin. Ubanina Shal Tayra, Makana So Makas Mardis. So Ram writes clearly, Lamaisa, the Ram writes clearly that not only your loka for eating my Shasheni Baninis, your loka also if you eat Korbanis as well. And the Rambam writes, and we said earlier the Ramban argued on that. The Ramban argued on that, Lamaisa. Not only did he argue on Malkus, not only did he argue on Korbanis, but he also will argue on what? On Maishu Sheni as well. And he said that was an Isser Essay. So, the question is, Lamaisa, where do we come up with a marker for this, that eating Kachim? The Torah was talking about Maishu Sheni. So, there are two Gemaras about this. Okay, two Gemaras about this. There's a Gemara in Pesachim and Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and a Gemara in Zvachim and Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and it is identical. Lamaisa, it's an identical Kal Vachomer, but the topics are different. In Pesachim, it's talking about eating Maaser Sheni and Korbanos Bituma. The Gemara makes the following klal: Uma Maaser Akal Amr Toira Lo Biarti Mimenu Bitame. Basar Kodesh Chamur Lo Koshekein, right? Korbanos are more chamur than Maaser. Maaser's not put on the Mizbeach, Korbanos are. So the Gemara presents a Kal Vachomer to Aser eating Kachim Betuma from a Kal Vachomer from Maaser, which you can't eat Maaser Sheni, but what? You can't eat Maaser Sheni Betuma. Yes? Gemara presents a Kal Vachomer. That's in Pesachim Chavtal Amud Aleph. In Zvachim, Kuf Aleph Amav, when the Gemara comments on the story with Aaron HaKohen, makes the same Kal Vachomer, but regarding Aninis. Ma Maaser HaKal, Amra Toira Lo Achla V'Oini, Kodesh Chamur Lo Kol Shekein. So the Gemara in two different places has the same Kal Vachomer, but the topic is different. In Pesachim, it's Tuma, and in Zvachim, it is referring to Aninis. So, what's interesting, Lamaisa, about these two Gemaras is that the Minchas Chinuch asks, we have a famous klal. Gemara says it in Makis, many places, Ein Onshim Min Adin, Ein Mazirim Min Adin. You can't give a punishment based on a Kal Vachomer. You need the Feirish Lo, or Al, or Peni, Shamir. You cannot give so the Minchas Chinuch asks, I gave it to you, Mitzvahs, Tov Chav Ches Sifka. Now if he asks, how can the Rambam say you're loke by eating Korbanos Ba'aninis when it's learned out based on the Kal Vachomer? Yes? Everyone got the kasha? That's what Minchas Chinuch asks. Okay? That's what Minchas Chinuch asks. He says, how on earth can you learn this din? So the Minchas Chinuch answers based on a very important yesod of the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Pirik Beis Halach Aleph says the only time you cannot learn out a punishment from Ein Onshin Min Hadin is when without the Kal Vachomer you would not know the Isser at all. But if I would know the Isser existed anyway, even though it might be weaker, but I can apply Onshin Min Hadin, I can learn out the punishment from a Kal Vachomer if I would have known the Isser anyway. If the Kal Vachomer gives birth to the whole category and all Isser, then you have a problem. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. But if the Isser would have been known anyway, then I can apply the principle of Ein Onshin. I do not apply the principle of Onshin Min Hadin, and I say Onshin Min Hadin, and I can give the Malkus. So how would I have known that this is Usser? There's a din called Lamashka. The Smag writes, Lamashka. the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolus, you know, the Rishon writes in Lo Tase Reish Samech Hey. He writes that how do we know, Lamaisa, that it would have been Usher? How do you know that it would have been Usher to eat Karbanis Baninis in that story? Lamashka. The Gemara has in Chulin on Kuflam and Gimel Beis that you have to eat Karbanis in a way of royalty. Lamashka. Kederach Shemalachim Ochlim. You eat it with roasting it, you eat it with mustard. That was a French's would love that, and it could PR that, and it could, right? French's mustard. But there's a notion of eating Karbanis Lamashka, like royalty. Kederach Shemalachim Ochlim. It's not royalty to eat when a person's an onay. I would have known it's usher to eat karbanis anyway from Lamasha. Since I would have known anyway it's usher, I can apply the kavachomer to give me the punishment of malchus. This is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. He put together the Magen Mishnah and the Smag. Something that would have been usher anyway, even though it wouldn't have been, let's say, a chomer isser. You can say what Onshin Min Adin, and you could get the Malkus. It's amazing Chiddush. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I know how the Rambam derived being loka for Maisha Sheni is a pasuk lochalti v'oni. Being loka for eating kachim is it based on a kalachomer in Zvachim Kufal Vonav. But ain't Onshin Min Adin. No, I wouldn't know it's usher anyway. Says the Magen Mishnah. If I would have known it's usher anyway, then I can apply the principle of a kavachomer to give out a punishment. And that's the shtikl Torah of the Minchas Chinuch. It's a very beautiful chiddush. That's what he wants to say. Based on this principle of Lamasha. I'll give you an application of Lamasha. Tyson Yuma has a stunning chiddush on Chafeim and Alf. You know, you're not allowed to sit in the Azara unless you're from Davidic dynasty. Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Lamachos Beis David Bilva. You ever heard of such a din? You cannot sit from the Azar unless you're from the Davidic dynasty. So steer in Rashi's, whether it's the Uraisa or the Rabbana, Mishnah Melch points out. One place Rashi writes Alachom Lashem Sinai, one place he says Asher Rabbana. So Tosfos asks, how did the Kohanim eat in the Azara, the Karbanis? They eat sitting. How could they eat sitting? They're not from the Davidic dynasty. You know what Tosfos says? Lamashcha. He makes his own Kiddush, Lamashcha. You don't, listen, a king doesn't eat standing. You eat with royalty. And if you have to eat Karbanis with royalty, you have to sit. So there's a special exception. It's in Yuma, Chafeim, and Avdi Mask, Eni Shiva Azar. I'll read the Lashon. He says, Beferish, he says, it's a beautiful Kiddush, he says. He says, in Chafeim, and Avdi, he says, Inami Yeshlomer, Hainu Taim, Namutal Eshiv, Alecho Kachim, Nevachilus Kachim, Ksivu Lamashcha, Legedula. That's sitting. So you see, that's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. Okay? I think first we had Zach and then Yehuda. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Answer my question.
Yehuda?
Didn't the Gemara Mitzvachim ask about the Elazim in a minute?
Yes, we're going to get to it now. Okay? We're going to get to it. Yes, Rafi. Go ahead.
We're saying that because of the concept of Lamashko by the non-based people,
we
say that's docha, that concept?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. I'm just giving you an application of that. Din Lamashka. Okay. So Yehuda asked a great kasha. So it's very interesting. Lamaisa, Rav Fran has in his sefer Allah Yisachar. A lot of guys know Rav. Everyone knows Rav Fran from his drushes, beautiful drushes. But you wrote a sefer in the 80s on Moed Katan and Tamura. And he has a very beautiful shtukal Torah here, which I wanted to share with you, okay? Very correct what Yehuda says. Yehuda says, the Gemara M'sachim, he says, Rebbe, the Gemara asked that kasha. You're right. The Gemara M'sachim does ask that kasha, and the Gemara Zvachim does not. And remember we said they're identical kavachomers? The topic was different. In Zvachim it was Aninis, and in Psachim was Tumo. But the Gemara asked the Kashin in Psachim, and the Gemara answers Hekish. It's a Hekish. The Gemara asked the Kashin, and the Gemara answers it was a Hekish. But why did the Gemara in Psachim ask the Kashin, and the Gemara in Zvachim does not? Gemara in Zohar leaves it alone. Why is that? Why is that true? Okay? Why is that true? So, Lamaisa, he wants to suggest the following mahalach. The Brisker Rav in Hilchos Machalas Asuris points out that the Isser Kodshim Ba'aninis is learned from Meiser Sheni. That's not because they're Kodshim and the Isser is, it's not an Isser of Kodshim, he's saying. The Isser is because by Kodshim there's a notion of Kedusha. And the Brisker Rav says there's Kedusha that's found by Meiser Sheni, and that same Kedusha is found by Kodshim as well. It's not that we're comparing Meiser Sheni to Kodshim. The Brisker Rav learns that Meiser Sheni is unique and special because it's a machlokes, whether it's Mam Gavoa or Mam and Hedge, it's a machlokes Tanoim. But the bottom line is we paskin that there is Kedusha to it, and they're not two different Sheamus. They're not two different shemes. They make up one shame, halacha l'maisa, and it turns out that the kedusha of both, they embody the same kedusha. Meiser Sheni and what? And kachim. And it's the same halos kedusha. And there are rayas for this. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam, Kufnu Nau, if he writes the following, Shehizr miyachol Meiser Sheni ba'aninis hu amru lo chafni ba'oni mimene v'chulei, V'chein kol onein aser b'kachim mizeh akasav kol mishenecha kachim u'maisa b'aninus loket. You see how the Rama puts them together in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Meiser Sheni and Korbanus together cannot be eaten as aninus. And he writes this in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Tes, when he lists off the minyan alokin. He says, Ochol Meiser Sheni b'aninus chein kol kachim. In other words, it's mashma from the what? It's mashma from the Rambam. The shame kodesh shebishneim goreim lahach iser. The shame echad lahem. That's what the Brisker Rav. I'm quoting from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says befeirish that Meiser Sheni and Korbanus are not two separate categories. They just make up the same concept Yehuda of shame kodesh. And if they're both shame kodesh, if you eat them by aninus, you're loikin. You're loikin. So if that's the case, this brings us to a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav Amud Aleph says, we have an accepted klal of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So the Gemara says, how do you know that a grandfather cannot be with his granddaughter? How do we know that? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, it says, Amar Abaye Kal Vachomer Al Bas Bito Onish Al Bito Lo Kol Shekein. How do you know that a daughter you're chayav for? Abas bito, onish albito lakol shekein. So how do we know, lemaisa, this din, that there's an isser to be with one's granddaughter and daughter? And the Gemara learns it out, lemaisa, for a daughter from a kol shekein. If a granddaughter you're chayav for, how much more so a daughter? So the Gemara says, v'chi onshin min adin? Isn't that a giving a punishment based on a kalachomer? Give me milsub almahu. What does Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu mean? It's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a bona fide Kalachomer. That's Abaye's answer in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Rav Amar Amalei Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdim Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. So if you look in Rava comes up with a separate Gzereshava, how we know the daughter, Lamaise, has nothing to do with the Kalachomer or Gilui Milsa. So how is Rashi there in that Gemara Masbir, through Mas Gilui Milsa? How is he Masbir Abaye? So he says the whole reason why a granddaughter is Usser is because of Kurva, of the relationship of the daughter. So it's got to be that Bas Bito is Usser. So Lamaisa, this is not called Onish from a Kalachomer. Basically, we're being Mechadish here, not a Kurva Chadasha, but the Kalachomer is just Megala, that the Isser Machmas Bito Lamaisa is Usser based on what? It's Megala that she's Usser Machmas Bito. The granddaughter is Usser because of the daughter. And therefore it's pashut that the daughter has to be asur. Meaning to say that a kal v'chomer is only when you're machadish in isur chadash that we never would have known before. But since the granddaughter is an outgrowth of the daughter, that's called a gilui milsa. That's not called a kal v'chomer. And that breaks the din of onshin min hadin. It's not min hadin. It's not a kal v'chomer. Now, Rava seems to argue on that. Don't we always pass like Rava? So the Shagas Aryeh writes, no. Shagas Aryeh in the Chadashim says, Rava doesn't argue on the Etzim Svara of Gilui Milsa. He's moded when it's a Gilui Milsa, we're Onshin Min Adin. He happens to argue on Abaye whether this is called a Gilui Milsa, the daughter and the granddaughter. But on the Etzim Svara, a Gilui Milsa is better than a what Kal v'chomer, and you can give out an onish based on a Gilui Milsa. It's not a Kal v'chomer. So if you say like that, Refrain wants the Taina. If you say like that, everyone cop that? Gilui Milsa is different than a Kal v'chomer. It's like it's Mefurish almost. And therefore, since it's almost like Mefurish says Refrain, based on the Brisker Rav, we got through saying that the Isser of owning by Kachim and Maisa Shein is the same Shein Kodesh. It's the same Goyren. So therefore, the Kal v'chomer by Maisa Sheini to Kachim Lamaisa, the Kal v'chomer Kachim Maisa Sheini is just like a Gilui Milsa. It's not a classical Kal v'chomer. That's why the Gemara there doesn't jump Yehuda and ask in Zvachim, I ain't Onshin Min Adin, ain't Mazir Min Adin. Because it's not a classical Kal v'chomer. It's more of a Gilui Milsa, based on the longness of the Brisker Rav, that it's all the Shem Kodesh. Maaser Sheni is the model, and the expansion of Maaser Sheni is Kodshim. Because they both make up a Shem Kodesh. So since they both make up a Shem Kodesh, that's viewed in our terminology like a Gilui Milsa. And that's not a problem, Onshin Min Adin. And that's why the Gemara in Zvachim does not ask over there. The Gemara there does not ask, I am Mazir Min Adin, because it's not a classical what? It's not a classical Kal v'chomer that the Gemara jumps on. It's more of what we would call a Gilui Milsa. Whereas, and he points out, let's say someone would eat a Kezias. This is what, let's say someone would eat a Kezias of Maaser Sheni, Baninus, and a Kezias of Kachim Baninus in one Hasra. How many Malkuses do you think you'd get? There was one warning, don't eat a Kezias of Maaser Sheni and Kachim in one Hasra. How many would you get?
One.
Because it's all one Isser. It's all one Isser based on this Lumnus. It's absolutely all one Isser. And you don't be chayim. But the question is, what happens if you ate Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni bituma and kachim bituma. What would you say over there? There, Lamaisa, the Gemara asks the Kasha. Gemara Psachim does ask in Mazir Medin. The Gemara says Hekish. It says it's a Hekish. And it says, Yimeinu inu lezeh, tano inu lezeh. Over there, in that Gemara, what type of genre of Kal v'chomer is that? That's a real Kal v'chomer in the sense that's mechadish the whole din. I wouldn't know the din because they're two separate isurim. Eating kachim betuma and my shesheni betuma have two different psukim. One is basar asher yigeh and one is bobiarti mena betome. And the Gemara works with that and says, well, maybe you can learn how to Kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, no. Emazir medin. The Gemara says, it's a hekish. But Lamaisa, what we're bringing out, Lamaisa, is that the bottom line is that utilizing the Kal v'chomer, there is a classical Kal v'chomer. And the Gemara jumps on that and says, Emazir medin. And Lamaisa, if you would get what? If you would get Hasra, in this one Hasra, you would be chayv two different Malkuses. Because Lamaisa, the bottom line is that they are not the same Shein Isser regarding what? Regarding that. And Lamaisa, the Sugyan Sochem has the different approach and asks on it because it views it as that concept as being a separate what? As being a separate category. Even though the Gemara at the end of the day says it's a Hekish and answers that. But that's what Refrain wants to tie in it, Lamaisa. That's what he wants to tie in. So it comes out, if you say it like that, then you can answer the Minchas Chinas Kasha in a different way. What was the Minchas Chinas Kasha? How can the Rambam say that what? You're loka by eating what? Eating karbonis baninis. Isn't it based on a Kal v'chomer? So what was the Shtukal Torah of the Minchas Chinas? that the only problem in Shemini Din is when the Kal Vachomer creates the whole din. But if I know it's usher anyway, based on that Magen Mishnah, and how do I know it's usher anyway from the Smag L'Mashka, then I can what? I can use a Kal Vachomer to give an onish. That's the Zechinah's form. Refrain Shlita wants to say a different teretz based on the Brisker Rav that we view the notion of Maisha Sheni and Korbanos, when you eat them by Aninis, as a breach of one Shem Kodesh. And if it's a breach of one Shem Kodesh, Lamaisa, therefore what we say is that, don't ask me a kasha of what? Don't ask me a kasha of Enon Shem Min Adin. How can I say Loki? Because this is not a classical what? This is not a classical Kal Vachomer. It's more like a Gibli Milsa, echoing from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vavim at Aleph, how we knew about a granddaughter and a daughter, Lamaisa. Even though we paskin like Rava against Abaye, but Rava, as the Shaka says, is held like the Yisod of Abaye. Just there, he didn't think it was a Gibli Milsa. And that is echoed by the Gemara in Zvachim, where the Gemara in Zvachim, when it's talking about Aninus, never asks same Mazir Minatin. Whereas it does in Zvachim. Because in Zvachim, the Kal Vachomer over there by Tuma, eating by Shoshani and Korbanus Betuma, where the Gemara presents that Kal Vachomer, that is working as a classical Kal Vachomer, which you're creating the whole did do. And it's based on different psukim. And the Gemara was saying you replace that with different psukim, with a Kal Vachomer. That's a classical Kal Vachomer that creates a whole din. Then that's a Mazir Medin, which the Gemara has to answer Hekish. But in Zvachim, which is the topic of Aninus, the Gemara doesn't ask it, because that's not a classical Kal Vachomer. That's a notion of a Gibli Milsa. Gibli Milsa is like the Mefurish Mekra, and therefore it's what? It's good. You give up punishment. So what we're saying is two Mahalchim Lamaisa to answer that Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. But what turns out is that we've established on the Diraisa level, someone asked you, what is Aninus on a level of Diraisa? Well, I'll tell you. Maisha Sheni can't be eaten, Kachim cannot be eaten, and Bikurim cannot be eaten. And you'll be Loke Lamaisa, and you'll be Loke Pashup Shat Lamaisa for all three. Pashup Shat Bichayv Bikurim and Aninus. And the Loke we know from the Pasuk by Maisha Sheni. We said the Isser is in the story of Arba, but we're saying it's a shtickle Torah of the Lav is expanded, Lamaisa. The Lav is expanded based on what we're saying, and therefore that was how it would have the manifestation of the Dindi rights of Kachin. Yes, go ahead, Zach.
I mean, why can't you just turn it back on the Gemara in Pesachim? Okay, so there's two more than one Pasuk, but who needs the Hekish in the first place? Like,
well, the Gemara brings up, the Gemara quotes the Hekish to answer the problem of Kavakim. Hekish like it's Mefurish Makra. That's for our purposes. That's what the Gemara is answering. But I'm saying that whole discussion why the Gemara asks it and the Gemara in Zvachim doesn't ask it is very telling. So that's where we want to utilize this Brisker Rav's vort, and we're utilizing it vis-a-vis Aninus. We're not utilizing it vis-a-vis Tuma. That's what I was a little bit bothered by based on Refrain's vort. If I saw him, I would ask him that. I mean, if you hold the Shtickle Torah that it's a Shem Kodesh, why should we limit it only to Aninus? You say it by Tuma. So maybe that's what he would tell me. That's the machlokes in the two sugyas. Whether the Brisker Rav is right or not, the Gemara in Zvachim is saying it is, and the Gemara in Pesachim is saying maybe not, the mice. But whatever the case might be, we have another answer to that kasha. Okay, let's continue now. Okay, so this is by Aninus on the Diraisa level, Lamaisa. Okay, there is a Gemara I wanted you to see in Sanhedrin. Okay, on Menvavim at base. Okay, and I recommend Yichazer every night, guys. Chazer every night in the afternoon. We're going to start from Yutesim at Aleph. And I'd like to, God willing, finish Blineder to the end of the Masechta. So that's 10 blot. So if we do an Amud a day, we only have 4 days a week, because Friday we don't have the afternoon Seder. So we should try to do an Amud a day. Gemara Rashi tells us, really strong, just try the best we can, an afternoon Seder from 2:30 to 5:30. And one day a week on Thursday, we have a Chabura from 5 to 5:30. Okay? Tomorrow we'll get into the Tur Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. And I'll give you the Marma Kamis about the Tur and Mitzvahs. But let's try to chazer every night. If you come up with an out, chazer, take you, chazer what we did in Shir and chazer what you did, in the daytime, okay? In the second Seder. Try to, if you can, come up. You hop around the best we can. Okay, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, on Menvavim and Beis, it says, God forbid, let's say you have a relative that was executed, okay, by Beis Din. Imamish was executed, Halacha L'maisa. do you sit Shiva and do you have a ninus for such a person that was executed by Beis Din? Terrible, terrible situation. But it happened. So what do we do? So the Mishnah says here in Sanhedrin on Memvav, says as follows. I'm not reading the whole Mishnah. I'm going to read the last on Memvav and Mebeis. It says, V'loha yimisablin aval onanin shein aninis ela belev. Wow. Mishnah says there is no avelis, which we know what that is, after the interment, after the burial. You transfer from an onan to an avel. And we're going to have to see also tomorrow, hopefully we'll get to it, are there any Isuri Avelis during Aninus or not? We'll have to see about that. It's a big machlis in the Rishonim. But it says, Beferish, there's no Shiva, but Onin Shein Aninus Ela Belay. So the Mishnah writes, Beferish in Sanhedrin here, Beferish, that there is no Avelis, but there is Aninus. So what is that all about? So the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin here, I have it right here, gives two Hezbeirim why there is Aninus, okay? Why is there Aninus and no Avelis when it comes to the guy that was executed? Okay? And also, we should just note, Lamaisa, that regarding the other Karbanis, also Lamaisa, the Yad Ramah writes, it's also for him the Karbanis and Maishasheni, because Aninus still applies for this fellow who lost his relative through an execution. And he says like this, he says that Aninus is belave. Law you must have one alone the leader. Asurim bekachim ma'aser shein anina ela belave. Vekevin sheyefsher shlo you beliban dinhu. Joseph bekachim ma'aser shein. Okay, I don't care how bad of a guy he was. You lost a relative. He got executed. His lave is din. Shlo you beliban din. They feel terrible. That's enough to aser kachim ma'aser. When you see Maisa, it's much a shame. That's our topic. He says, the bottom line is that what? You have to what? You have to realize that they're depressed. Okay? They are depressed. It's emotionally taxing for them. They're sad. They're upset. Granted, there's no Avelis, but the bottom line is that there is Aninus. And he says the Aninus on the Dereisa level. Dal korcha leke lafkune miklal Aninus. You can't get them out of that. There's nothing to... It's a mitzias. How can you get them out of it? The guy's depressed. That's one pshat that he says. Okay, then he says, Yesh lefarish, another pshat. Lo hayu misablin davi davra nire. When you mourn, they're outwardly. It's outwardly things you do. You got to sit on the floor. We'll learn all the dinim God will. Dichsiv ubeibe rishoyim rina. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says that you're supposed to rejoice at the destruction of Rishoyim. Yes? So how can you sit and do outward Avelis? So you can't do Avelis. That's a whole question. How does Ibid Rishoyim Rina, square with that famous Gemara Megillah Yudam Mibes? It says, Masa Yavin Tomiya, the Yatema Mushira, the Mitzvah Mergoyim, right? They were Rishoyim. So how do we only say a half hour? How does that square with Ibid Rishoyim Rina? The other pasuk says that you have to rejoice. That's the whole question, okay? That Lamaisa, it was 5-6 answers, but that's not the topic now. But he says, Yesh Lefarish, Lo Yimis Abin, Davidur Nir, Chesiv, Bibir Rishoyim, El Onanin, Ma'atam Anina, Eshein Anila, El Belev, Vekevim, the Dover, Shein Anira, Hu Itiru Lahen. There it is. He says it's in the heart. Avelis you can't do because it's a breach of what? What is it a breach of? It's a breach of Yibir Shoyim Rina. It's outward. But Aninus is all inside the heart. And therefore, since that is not noticeable, that would be permitted. Then he says a third shot. Inami matam onanin shein anina ala belev vein adam lichposhes yitzro shaloye yadval krovo. Kind of very similar. I don't know why it's a third shot, but he says inami. He says Aninus belev, you can't control yourself. So since you can't control yourself, Lamaisa, I don't know how that's different than the first pshat, Lamaisa. I don't know how that's different than the first pshat, but let's just get it down. He says three pshatim. And in the left, and on your halichbosh is yitzro. I don't know how that's different. Yevshishol beliban din that he's, shaliyah beliban that he wouldn't be depressed. Shaliyah onin. Okay, I don't know how that's different, but Lamaisa, this is how you want you. I want you to get down. How he contrasts how he contrasts Avelis with Aninus on a relative, one of the seven that's executed. And then in the notes, I want you to get this, it says, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, in the back of Avodah Zarah, you know, we have a Masorah, there's 63 Masechtas in Shas, Torah Shebaal Peh. But there's a group of small Masechtas in the back of Avodah Zarah called Masechtas Ktanis. I don't know if you heard of like Derech Eretz Rabbah, Derech Eretz Zuta, Seches Gerim. Yes, and what is it called by Avelis? Excellent, Zach. It's called Masechtas Smachos. Smachos? Simcha? That's the opposite. Lashon Sagi Nahar. Right? That's how a lot of times the Chachamim speak. How does the Gemara refer to a blind person? Sagi Nahar. He has enough light. It's a euphemism. Like the Gemara says, Sona Yisrael. A lot of times the Gemara is referring to Jewish Rishonim, not referring to the enemies of the Jewish people. So the whole Masechtas Smachos is called that. It's called Masechtas Smachos. So if you look there, In Pirik Beis Os Yud, it's a brisa. It says someone who's a porish midarkei tzibor, someone's a real bad guy. I don't know, maybe intermarried or he shmadded himself, converted. What do you do with that guy? So that guy, Lamaisa, you don't do avelis and you don't even do aninis. You rejoice if he dies.
Who is this?
This is the Bryson Meseches Machzah. Farish of Bryson. I'm going to read you the Lashon. In Pirik Yud, Os Beis. Pirik Yud, Os Beis. I just want you to get the, because of the levels. I'd like you to get the levels here. Pirik Yud, Halacha Yud. He says, Kola Porish Midarki Tzibor, Amos Askin Imo, Bechol Davar, Acheim, Krovein, Lovshin, Levonim, Misatvin, Levonim, Ochlin, Shosin. They have like a party. The Smechim. Sheneva, they're happy he got destroyed. Yes? Sono Shomakom. Shenemra Halom Sanech Hashem Esne Ubekomecha Iskotate. The Farish din. So here, when you talk about someone's parishment, Arkei Tzibor, right, that Pusik says, Lamaisi, you rejoice over that, is that even internal sadness is really not appropriate. And we, in fact, promote Simcha, Lamaisi. So there's no Avelis and there's not even any Aninis by this type of fellow.
How does Yavraman deal with that?
What'd you say?
How does Yavraman deal with that? Doesn't matter that he was Porish Mesad Jarki Super, he's still my relative and I still love him. So.
Right, that's true, but he wasn't executed through Beis Din, you know what I'm saying? So you have to muster up, halacha, you have to control, you have to get it together. It's kinda like the Gemara says, we'll get to it, I don't know if we'll get to it tomorrow, maybe the Gemara has a line, Tavas Finasu Biyam Nami. Gemara asked Akasha and Onan can't get it together, so he's punted for mitzvahs, right? Which we're going to start right now. We'll try to finish exactly on that. And Onan can't get it together. He's punted for mitzvahs. So Gemara says, I went bankrupt. It's on chapter 11, right? He should also be punted for mitzvahs. Terribly depressed. So Gemara says, there's a big difference. One is tir to the mitzvah, one is tir to the rishus. This is a mitzvah to mourn over a relative. We feel terrible the guy went chapter 11, but he's got to get it together. So that's what it's... This guy is such a bad guy, he converted to Catholicism, Lamaisa. He did a terrible thing. That's the din. There's no Avelis, there's no Aninus. Okay? All right. So, Ad Khan, Aninus on a level of the Arise of the Kachin. Let's just begin, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Ptur of Mitzvahs. We said in the beginning of Shir that the Ptur of Mitzvahs is a rabbinic Ptur. Yesh koch b'yad chachamim lakra davim in a Torah b'shev al tasim. And the Rabbanan have the koyach. Why would they do such a thing? So, Lamaisa, we'll close Shir today. I want to present four different reasons why an Onan's Ptur of Mitzvahs. That's it. Okay? Four different reasons. And you're going to see it tomorrow in the Mar Makaymus with the law. It's a long Taisa of Brach. It's not hard. It's Geshmak of Taisis. Before you see the Torah Beis Yehuda, I gave it the Mar Makaymus. The first reason is Lamaisa is Kavod HaMeis. It's improper that you have a loved one that's not buried and you do a mitzvah sesek. It's just not right. That's one. Number one. Number two is Tirda. Rashi says. Tosis is the one who quotes Yushan and says, Kavod HaMeis. Rashi says, Tirda. You can't get it together. You can't focus. You can't concentrate. The Chum said, you know what? You'll be put through a mitzvah sesi. Number three is, and I'm going to say three and four, But number three is the classical din of osik in the mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. You're osik in burying your relative, therefore you're potter from mitzvahs. And we know that's an accepted klal in sukkah, chafayim, and aleph, chafayim, and beis. And then number four, you shall me here, and I'll quote it to you tomorrow, I'll give it to you tomorrow, Mekaymus, you shall me here, quotes a pasuk, and I don't think it's the general din of osik in the mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. It just says, Zachor es yom seischa v'eretz Yitzrayim. It says kol yemei chayecha. Yes, shat osik ben b'chayim v'lo yom mishat osik ben b'meisin. Hashem says, I want you to do mitzvahs when you're osik with live people, but when you're osik with someone who's nifter, you don't have to do mitzvahs. It's kind of like Yushami digs up a new posuk. It's not the classical din of osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. But the Yushalmi in Brachas is on Chav Bezim and Av Dapi Yushalmi, Pirik Misha Meis, has this drasha. So basically, there are four reasons that we're going to present why the Chachamim pottered in Onen from Mitzvah's essay. And let's just close. I mean, we paskin basically all the reasons. There is my Rebbe, Reshiva of Skokie, Reb Friedman Shlita, his brother of Chanofrim Shlita, they're both great Gonim. When he flew back from Eretz Yisrael for the Leviah for his mom, he learned on the plane. Because he felt the Iker reason was of Aninus being Pater was what? Was Osik Mitzvah Pater Min Mitzvah. On the plane, he's not doing anything. So he learned. But usually the minig is not to do any Mitzvah Sesei because of Kavod HaMeis. Not the Kavod HaMeis. Why are you learning when your love was not pierced? So that's usually the minig. But he felt, he's a Gadol, he felt that was the Iker reason. Okay? Another Nafkamina the Yushalmi gives if someone else, you know, is taking care of it, you don't have to do anything. You still have covenant mace issues. Okay. So we'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Is the lunch here, Yehuda? Okay, let me we're gonna the lunchroom's over here.